From the newsroom at news.com.au.
This is the latest from the newsroom. It's Monday, the 29th of March. Health authorities in Queensland have announced a snap lockdown for Brisbane amid mounting concerns of a major coronavirus outbreak. Greater Brisbane has recorded 4 new cases of community transmission, triggering the city's second 3-day lockdown in 3 months. All of the new cases have been confirmed as the highly infectious mutant UK strain of the virus.
This is the UK strain. It is highly infectious. We need to do this now to avoid a longer lockdown.
Tasmania has become the first state to close its border to Brisbane as the Queensland capital prepares to enter the 3-day lockdown at 5 p.m. tonight. Other states are also on alert after it was revealed 2 Queensland cases travelled to a popular holiday spot in New South Wales and visited 2 popular venues while infectious. After it was discovered the pair attended 2 venues in Byron Bay, 2 new pop-up testing clinics have been set up in the town, and people are urged to get tested. Health officials are also racing to contact 20,000 people who recently arrived in New South Wales from the sunny state. Overseas now, the frantic operation to dislodge a ship from the Suez Canal has hit a crucial stage as the jam continues to send shockwaves through the global economy. The gigantic maritime traffic jam is now packed with 360 vessels carrying $13 billion worth of goods waiting to pass through the blocked canal. Pressure is mounting on Egypt to dislodge the container ship blocking the trade route, as ships containing products ranging from IKEA furnishings to tens of thousands of livestock wait nervously to pass through. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
A veteran broadcaster who sparked fury with an offensive tirade against alleged Parliament House rape victim Brittany Higgins has been fired. Adelaide 5AA radio host Jeremy Cordeau was branded a dinosaur online over the appalling comments he made on air over the weekend. On Saturday morning, Mr. Cordeau questioned Miss Higgins' story and called her a silly girl who got drunk. The host has now been fired, and the weekday breakfast presenter David Penbenthy read out an apology to Ms. Higgins this morning.
We acknowledge that the comments were completely inappropriate and offensive. The views expressed by Mr. Cordeau do not reflect those held by 5AA and Nova Entertainment, and we unequivocally withdraw them. Mr. Cordeau's employment has been terminated.
To showbiz now, and a former editor of the Sunday Times has publicly quit England's Society of Editors over its alleged failure of addressing the issue of structural racism in the UK media. The organisation faced criticism after hundreds of UK journalists signed a petition claiming racism was rife throughout the country's press. Eleanor Mills, who previously worked as the editorial director for the Times, is refusing to work with the Society of Editors after the organisation released a statement against Prince Harry's swipe at bigoted reporting. Ms. Mills said she made the decision to step down once it was clear no apology was coming from the Society of Editors. And if you need to update your tech, news.com.au has you covered. We're giving one lucky winner an Apple MacBook and a pair of AirPods Pro worth more than $2,000. Head to news.com.au/win to enter today. That's it from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update in the morning.
Your headlines from news.com.au.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the U.S., and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.